Hey, I'm Gris.
What's up? I'm Maris.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep.
All right, team, today we're diving into a super high yield topic for your surgery shelf, cholecystitis. You're going to see this pop up, so let's get you squared away.
For sure, Maris. Let's start with the absolute basics. What exactly is acute cholecystitis?
It's the acute inflammation of the gallbladder wall. And for the vast majority of cases, it's almost always due to a gallstone obstructing the cystic duct.
So it's all about that obstruction, right? How does that lead to the actual inflammation?
Great question. When a gallstone blocks that cystic duct, you get bile stasis, which then leads to inflammation and bacterial overgrowth. We're talking common culprits like E. coli, Klebsiella, and Enterococci. Plus, that increased intraluminal pressure can even cause ischemia, contributing to the whole mess. This can even progress to necrosis, also known as gangrenous cholecystitis, and in rare cases, perforation.
Nasty business. And speaking of gallstones, what are those classic risk factors medical students absolutely need to know for stone formation, which, let's be real, are the root cause here?
You know it. We always go back to the four Fs: female, fat, 40, and fertile, meaning multiparity. But don't sleep on other risk factors like obesity, rapid weight loss, TPN, or total parenteral nutrition, advanced age, or even hyperlipidemia.
Shelf pearl alert! Hypercholesterolemia itself is not a risk factor for gallstone formation, but hyperlipidemia is. Don't get those mixed up on the exam. Okay, Maris, let's move into how a patient with acute cholecystitis typically presents. What's the pain like and where does it usually hit?
This is key. The pain is constant, unlike the colicky pain of biliary colic. It's typically in the right upper quadrant, or epigastrium, and can totally radiate to the right shoulder, back, or scapula. That radiation is due to irritation of the C3 to C5 phrenic nerve. Also, the pain usually lasts more than 6 hours. If it's less than 6 hours with no fever or leukocytosis, that's more likely biliary colic, not acute cholecystitis.
And what about other symptoms and the physical exam findings we're looking for?
Patients often have a low-grade fever, nausea, vomiting, and anorexia. On exam, the absolute classic is a positive Murphy sign. That's acute pain and inspiratory arrest when you palpate the right upper quadrant deeply during inspiration. You'll also likely find right upper quadrant tenderness and guarding.
But watch out, Maris. Murphy sign can be negative in elderly or diabetic patients, so you need to maintain a high suspicion for cholecystitis in those populations. All right, enough talk about symptoms. How do we actually diagnose this? What are the key labs and imaging we need?
For labs, you're usually going to see mild leukocytosis with a left shift, which means an increase in bands or bandemia. You might also get mild bumps in AST, ALT, alkaline phosphatase, and bilirubin. But if bilirubin and liver enzymes are significantly elevated, then you may have a common bile duct obstruction, not just cholecystitis.
And for imaging, what's our go-to?
Ultrasound is the first-line imaging modality and the gold standard for diagnosing cholecystitis. On ultrasound, you're looking for gallstones, a thickened gallbladder wall, typically greater than 3 to 4 millimeters, pericholecystic fluid, and a sonographic Murphy sign. What if the ultrasound is equivocal?
Then you can try a HIDA scan or cholecystography. The most specific finding for acute cholecystitis on a HIDA scan is failure of the gallbladder to visualize after 4 hours, indicating cystic duct obstruction. Just remember, false positives can happen if a patient has been on TPN or has fasted for a really long time. Let's quickly hit on some variations. What's acalculus cholecystitis and who gets it?
Acalculus cholecystitis is acute cholecystitis, but without gallstones. It typically affects critically ill patients. Think those on mechanical ventilation, TPN, or with severe trauma, burns, or sepsis. Think about a patient in the ICU, fever of unknown origin, and not tolerating tube feeds. Diagnosis can be tricky, with ultrasound showing wall thickening but no stones, so they may be diagnosed by a HIDA scan, and treatment is with a cholecystostomy tube because they're too sick for the operating room.
And then there's that super serious one, emphysematous cholecystitis.
Ooh. That's a bad one. That's a severe form caused by gas-forming bacteria like Clostridium perfringens or E. coli. It carries a higher risk of gangrene and perforation and a high mortality rate. It's especially common in older individuals and up to 50% of patients with diabetes mellitus. You might even see air within the gallbladder wall or lumen on plain radiographs or CT scans. This requires emergency cholecystectomy.
So, once we've diagnosed with classic cholecystitis, what's the game plan for management and treatment?
First up, medical management. NPO, IV fluids, and empiric broad-spectrum antibiotics. We're covering gram-negatives and anaerobes, so think something like ceftriaxone plus metronidazole. For pain, stick to hydromorphone or fentanyl. Avoid morphine because it can cause sphincter of OD spasm.
And for definitive treatment?
It's all about surgery. Early laparoscopic cholecystectomy within 48 to 72 hours of presentation is the preferred approach for most patients. It leads to fewer complications and shorter hospital stays.
What if the patient isn't a surgical candidate?
For those high-risk or critically ill patients, such as your classic acalculus cholecystitis, you can do a percutaneous cholecystostomy. It's an IR, interventional radiology drainage procedure, that decompresses the infected gallbladder, and then you typically perform the cholecystectomy later once they're more stable.
Let's wrap this up with some rapid-fire, super high-yield facts.
All right, here we go. One, acute cholecystitis is almost always due to a gallstone obstructing the cystic duct. Two, the pain is constant RUQ pain, lasting greater than 6 hours and can radiate to the right shoulder. Three, Murphy's sign is a key physical exam finding, but can be negative in elderly or diabetics. Four, ultrasound is the first-line imaging modality, showing gallstones, wall thickening, pericholecystic fluid, and a sonographic Murphy sign.
Let's bring it home with a few more facts. Six, HIDA scan is the most specific test for cholecystitis if the ultrasound is equivocal, showing non-visualization of the gallbladder after 4 hours. Seven, acalculus cholecystitis occurs in critically ill patients without gallstones. Eight, emphysematous cholecystitis is a severe form caused by gas-forming bacteria, common in diabetics, and requires emergency cholecystectomy. Nine, initial medical management includes NPO, IV fluids, and broad-spectrum antibiotics. And 10, for poor surgical candidates, a percutaneous cholecystostomy can be performed.
All right, team, solid work. Keep studying. We will see you next time here on Surgery Shelf Prep.
Peace out.